Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Maaseh, Numbers 33:1 through 36:13, The Laws of Inheritance. Parshat Maaseh is the final portion in the book of Bamidbar, Numbers. This portion begins in chapter 33 by recounting the various encampments made by the children of Israel during their years subsequent to their exodus from Egypt. Chapter 34 defines the borders given to the children of Israel as their inheritance, and chapter 35 outlines the cities given to the Levites. In the final chapter, Numbers 36, we learn some foundational principles regarding biblical inheritance. But before we get into this account, we need to understand a couple of inheritance issues. First, although this matter has been under scrutiny in recent years, according to Jewish law, Jewish identity is inherited through the mother. This explains why Paul, who is very outspoken in his epistles against circumcision for Gentiles, has one of his disciples circumcised and another one remain uncircumcised. According to Galatians 2, Titus, who is clearly not Jewish, he was a Greek, Galatians 2:23, is not obligated to take on circumcision. Since he is Greek and does not have a Jewish mother, he's under no compulsion to be circumcised. This is not the case, however, with his disciple Timothy. According to the account in Acts 16, Timothy is never referred to as a Greek. He was the son of a Jewish woman whose father was a Greek, verses 1 through 3. This made him halakhically, that is, legally, Jewish. His father, being a Greek, probably did not want him circumcised as a child, and therefore Paul urged Timothy to fulfill his obligation as an adult to take on the sign of the covenant by way of circumcision. Timothy's Jewish identity, inherited through his mother, mandated his need for circumcision. Second, although Jewish identity is inherited matrilineally, tribal identity is a patrilineal inheritance. For example, John the Immerser's father, Zechariah, was a Kohen, or a priest, in the line of Abiha, that's Luke 1:5. This makes John a Kohen also. Paul, a Benjamite by tribal affiliation, was so because his father was also descended from Benjamin. Paul, a Benjamite by tribal affiliation, was so because his father was also descended from Benjamin. Understanding these two laws helps explain the problem of intermarriage in Ezra 9 through 10, and why Ezra had the men of Israel divorce and send away their foreign wives along with their children. Finally, our current parasha concludes with the incident involving the daughters of Zelophehad. This incident addresses two issues of inheritance: material inheritance of daughters and tribal affiliation of wives. In this unique case, a man named Zelophehad of the tribe of Manasseh had 5 unmarried daughters. However, he died before producing any male offspring. Since he had no male offspring, his inheritance was divided between his daughters. This produced a problem concerning inheritance and the potential transfer of inheritance through intermarriage. Their kinsmen spoke up. If they are married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the people of Israel, then the inheritance will be taken from the inheritance of our fathers and added to the inheritance of the tribe into which they marry. Numbers 36:3. Since property inheritance was passed down through the males, it remained within the tribal possession no matter how many times it was inherited. However, problems arose when a daughter inherited. To whom did the ownership pass upon her marriage? It is assumed that once a woman was married, she took on the tribal identity of her husband. This would cause the property to be taken from the tribal boundaries originally assigned to it. As one can see, this would quickly become a problem. Rather than having boundaries for the regions of Judah, Dan, Naphtali, etc., the land would be divided up into a patchwork landscape of tribal boundaries that would change from year to year. In order to remedy this potential problem, Hashem told Moses, "Every daughter who possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the people of Israel shall be wife to one of the clan of the tribe of her father. So no inheritance shall be transferred from one tribe to another. So no inheritance shall be transferred from one tribe to another." Numbers 36:8 through 9. The solution was for daughters who had inherited property to marry only within their tribe. If they did not own property, however, they were free to marry into any tribe. Only if they owned property were they bound to this restriction. Why does any of this matter? Because Israel belongs to God, and He cares for it dearly. Although most believers are not concerned with the land given to the children of Israel and its ownership, to Hashem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it is of great concern. The eyes of the Lord your God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Deuteronomy 11:12. The laws of property inheritance for the children of Israel within the Promised Land, unfortunately, are not applicable today. Why? Because Israel is not ruled over by the principles of a Torah-modeled government. One day, however, King Messiah will reign from Jerusalem, and the Torah will go forth from Zion, and the laws of the kingdom will be reestablished. May it be soon and in our lifetimes. Amen. Hazak, hazak, v'nit hazek. Be strong, and may we be strengthened. Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah Podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.